from KQED.
Whale watching out on the ocean is a fun way to spend a few hours, right? Especially now in the middle of migrating season for the Pacific gray whale. But imagine doing it not just one morning or afternoon, but for weeks on end. Well, that's exactly what a group of volunteer researchers in L.A. County does, spending their free time counting the heads and tails of migrating whales for the annual census. Reporter Valerie Hamilton checked in with these citizen scientists in Palos Verdes.
Two whales.
There's been a steady stream of gray whales passing through the waters off Palos Verdes since December. And on the cliff above, there's been a steady stream of researchers watching their every move.
Rolling.
Oh, nice.
I saw a peck.
A team of 80 whale watchers take shifts scanning the seas here from sunup till sundown. They're all volunteers, citizen scientists, trained to make and record scientific observations. Only one of them is a marine biologist, project leader Elisa Shulman-Janiger.
Many of our people are members of the public who are jogging by one day, another day brought binoculars, another day brought a chair, and then they end up as part of that project.
We have a nurse and a musician and a IT person. And I'm
Sheila Parker used to monitor a different kind of traffic as a Los Angeles Highway Patrol officer. Now she spends most of her free time watching the ocean for migrating whales.
Yes, yeah. There's a blow.
There okay, yeah. Got it.
Everyone here comes from a different background, each with its own skill set. Take Eric Hemian, for example.
I was a lifeguard in New Jersey for 23 years, so I'm very used to just sitting and staring out to sea.
April Ryan trained mammals before in Hollywood.
I did squirrel commercials. I did TV shows with dogs and cats. I was a camel girl in Charlie Wilson's War.
Perhaps the only thing the volunteers all have in common is a passion for watching California's gray whales for hours and hours every week from December to May. Joyce Daniels has been doing it for 2 decades.
If you're here, you're kind of crazy. You know, you're out here in the wind and the rain, and you've got to be crazy.
Gray whales migrate more than 10,000 miles round trip every year between the Arctic and Baja California. That's the sound of a gray whale underwater, recorded by the Scripps Whale Acoustics Lab. It's tricky and expensive to study whales in the ocean. But when gray whales migrate, some of them swim close to the Palos Verdes Peninsula, where researchers can study them from land. The first gray whale census here started in the late 1970s as a project at the Marineland theme park. Elisa Shulman-Janiger remembers, as a serious research project, it had its limitations.
Some of our volunteers in Marineland were there, honestly, just to be able to get into Marineland. They would sit with us for a little bit and go off and watch a killer whale show.
She expanded the project to cover the whole migration season, with no budget for scientists or even supplies. Her team's main resource is persistence, and she says it's paid off.
We see nursing behavior. We see mating behavior. We've been able to see 20 different species from here, and nobody knew you can actually see that many close to shore. So we're able to find things that nobody really had seen before.
Over the years, that's put these volunteer naturalists in a position to have an impact on marine science and on conservation.
They were trying to come up with some guidelines on where to put gill nets, and based upon the feedback we gave them, they decided to ban them within 3 miles of shore. So although we are volunteers, we are contributing to science, and we are influencing things such as regulations.
That's part of why volunteers come back year after year, but they all have their own reasons, too.
We love, 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 love to see when the calves go on top of the moms, stick their little faces out, mother hold them up and roll around.
For Sheila Parker, it's the sound of a whale breathing.
When they exhale, it's a hollow, majestic, almost haunting sound. It's kind of like a like breathing through a big pipe, almost. And it's really, really special.
Gray whales in the eastern Pacific were taken off the endangered species list a decade ago, and this year's count so far is the highest in 16 years. Shulman-Janiger says that could be a sign that they're eating well in the Arctic. But, she says, climate change has made their environment fragile, and even a tiny shift could put them back in danger. If that happens, she and her team of citizen scientists may be the first to know. For the California Report, I'm Valerie Hamilton in Palos Verdes.